This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Welcome on into the Ciroc Point After, folks, on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. The black and gold falling 51-27 to the New Orleans Saints. Plenty to rant about Cajun Cannon. Like I mentioned, 51-27, the Saints going down hard in the Superdome. Week 6 action and now lost 4 in a row. What do you make of this tailspin from the black and gold, man?
Well, it's embarrassing. It's a division opponent. Listen, it's the NFL. It's like pros versus pros. I mean, you cannot get waxed like we got waxed by Tampa Bay. Well, first off, you can't dig a hole and you're down 17-0. You know, everybody's worried about the offseason. Oh, watch out for the Falcons. Oh, they got Kirk Cousins and all that. Now, look at that game, how it went down to the wire in overtime. Tampa Bay and Atlanta. But didn't Tampa Bay win the division 3 seasons in a row? No, it's the Saints have won it four seasons.
You're right. No respect going into the year, right?
Right. No one's even talking about Baker Mayfield and the Tampa Bay team and Todd Bowles. Todd Bowles last year was on the cusp of getting fired. But what happened? They won the division, and he's hosting a playoff game, and they beat the Eagles. Remember when they beat the Eagles in the playoffs? And we waxed them at the end of the year. I don't know. The Dome field advantage, Raymond James field advantage, it doesn't matter. I mean, look, last year I remember they came here, and I said this in the pregame, Steve. This is now Dennis Allen's worst loss, and Tampa Bay has done it. That if you look at it, what occurred, that being, you know, Dennis Allen, you know, versus the Saints, that it was 26-9 loss that was in New Orleans last year, 26-9. Now it's 51-27, but that was the worst loss of the Dennis Allen era. But then we go to Raymond James Stadium, remember, at the end of the year? And it was right before the playoffs. We beat him 23-13. I'm saying we're playing him in the last game of the year. We could beat him. It's the NFL any given Sunday. But this is embarrassing. This is humiliating. And you know what? Dennis Allen, he did acknowledge this. It's on me. Remember I told you if the offense sucks, Dennis Allen has nothing to do with it?
Oh, for sure.
When the defense sucks and they can't tackle, Dennis Allen got to look in the mirror. The coach got to look in the mirror. The players got to look in the mirror. I agree with Deuce 1,000%. You know, Haas was saying that, you got to flush this. Flush nothing. I don't care if the game's on Thursday. You better look at the film and say, okay, what can I do better? And like Dennis Allen said, you know, you don't really practice tackling anymore. I mean, who are we trying to tackle out there? Derrick Henry of the Ravens? I mean, some fans don't even know. Bucky Irving, is that the high draft pick? Where is he from? Oregon, I think?
Correct.
And then Tucker from Syracuse?
Exactly. I mean, did he kick ass? That's the one I was like, who is Sean Tucker?
Yeah, Syracuse. Two-year guy out of Syracuse. He just kicked out butt. I mean, Tucker averaged basically 10 yards a carry. Irving averaged 6 yards a carry. No, that was embarrassing. That was a butt-whooping to be butt-whooping. Yeah, look, okay. Now, look, what have you done for me lately? How many times does Bobby Hebert use that cliche? What have you done for me lately? Man, the first two games, when was that, a decade ago?
I don't know.
That's how it seems like against Carolina and the Cowgirls. I mean, it's all black and gold in the Super Bowl. Okay, what has happened the last four games? Nothing. You know the Saints have now lost 4 straight games. You know the last time that happened? I think he ended up quitting or something. Sean Payton was the head coach in his final season in 2021. Was the last time we lost four games in a row. I'm just saying. You gotta stop that. You gotta stop the bleeding somehow. But how can you stop the bleeding when you can't stop your opponent? Let's look at first downs. Time of possession, it wasn't as bad as the Chiefs, but they had the ball 8 minutes more than we did. If you look now in two games, we've given up 59 first downs. What, we have a JV defense? No, if our defense doesn't play well, we have no freaking chance. I'm telling you right now, I don't care who's the quarterback, we have no chance the way this team is structured if our defense does not kick ass. And you could say, well, Bobby, we had the number one red zone defense. Yes, we did. We only given up 25% red zone touchdowns. Well, today, the Buccaneers were 4 or 5 in the red zone. I guess that's the equivalent of 80%. So there was nothing you can write home about, but today the Buccaneers had 31 first downs. We gave up 28 first downs against the Chiefs. Not good on both sides. On third down, they were at 60%. That's never good. And you needed to flip this. We needed to be 60% on third down, 50 or 60%, and 31% on the defensive side, but we only converted 4 or 13 at 31%. So that was never good. No, average gain per offensive play, like 8.5 yards. It could have been like Canadian rules football. You only get two downs and you got to punt on third down. They were just waxing us. I mean, can you stop the run? I don't know. Then just look at those chunk plays. And that's why you look average rushing net yards at 7.9. That's humiliating. And what's humiliating is that, okay, don't we think, how we always say, how we emphasize this, can we run the football and can we stop the run? Well, as of late, we sure in the hell can't stop the damn run. I mean, Dallas, we stopped Dallas and Carolina. Okay, they were dysfunctional. Hey, look at Dallas. The Cowgirls are dysfunctional running the football. So what if you stop them? You know, in the two games then, we gave up like 68 yards. You have to look who you play it. Coming into the game, we had yielded, if you look, like 133 yards a game, 5 yards a carry the last three games. That's not good.
That's going up.
Yes. And then today, the Bucs had 277 yards, 7.9 yard average. Simply, I think a lot of it is we can't tackle. If you can't tackle, it's tackle football. It's not flags. We're not playing flag where you just grab the flag. Okay, you're down. Sorry, you're down. Now, the Bucs are trying to definitely keep us in the game. You look at the first half. If you're winning 17-0, you should never lose. And the Bucs didn't lose, but they made it interesting. They were losing at halftime. I go, what the hell just happened? They're probably thinking. But they made adjustments at halftime, to Spencer Rattler, the bootlegs and all that. And I tell you that. And I got this from Warren Moon, so it's not just coming from me. He says, Bobby, all these young cats, they come into the league and they start playing. They might be a flash in the pan. This is before we played, when we played, and even in the future. They could be good for 2 or 3 games or a month, but what are you going to do after that? Well, Spencer Rattler and the offensive side of the ball, we weren't even good after halftime, after they adjusted to the bootleg. What? You better know what you're doing. And I'm just saying, I don't know right now what's the answer. But look, the Buccaneers are trying to shoot themselves in the foot. They had 12 penalties. The first half was almost they had a whole game of penalties. So that's basically giving up a touchdown. So actually the score is even worse than what it is. And to me, if you ever return a punt and a touchdown for a touchdown, you should never lose.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
When you get like a, pick six or a scoop and score, but you get like a kickoff or a punt return, no one's never realistically counting on that. You get that? Well, you should win the game. But obviously, that was not the case. The one positive thing, I'm not going to be all negative, but how can you not be negative when you lose 51-27? The one positive for sure is I don't know. Did Derek Carr did not know how to utilize the tight end? Spencer Rattler figured it out. And when we targeted the tight end, five targets, they had five catches for 102 yards total. I'm looking at Foster Moreau, and then Juwan Johnson. So they had 102 yards total. Moreau had 54. Johnson had 48. So I look at Bub Means. I don't know. Bub Means feel like he wants to play. The rookie out of Pittsburgh, he had five catches. He caught a touchdown. No, do you want to be a pro or do you want to play? I mean, and then you look at the turnover battle. We had a chance. All of a sudden, we're plus two. So that's a winning formula. Plus two, you should never lose. But you know what happened at the end of the game? It's zero. Not positive or negative, but it's not an advantage. Zero turnover margin.
Offsetting turnover.
Yeah, offsetting. So we plus two. We needed to keep that plus two. Now, Alvin Kamara, we rided 4 yards a carry, 3.9, 21 rushing attempts. I know Kubiak wants that to be 31 instead of 21, or at least in the high 20s rushing attempts. But we all, rided 4 yards, 3.9. Rattler helped that. He had four rushes for 27 yards, a 6.8 average. Alvin, that's not good. He had 3.1 average. So nothing to write home about with that. And I'm going to talk about this the next break, because I told Charlie to look this up. Everybody talks about Mike Evans and Lattimore to match up. You know who's the Saints killer? It's Chris Godwin out of Penn State. Chris Godwin is the cat. I'm talking about, if you look, Charlie was telling me this, and it's even worse when you look at it. The last three games, again, what have you done for me lately? Chris Godwin against the Saints is like a Hall of Famer. Pro Football Hall of Fame. Not a Florida Hall of Famer. Pro Football Hall of Fame, what he's done the last three games. Well, you look at it in 14 games against the Saints, he has 75 catches, 9 touchdowns, and over 1,000 yards, 1,038 yards. So, and especially the number's even going to be worse when Charlie's going to give that to me, that Chris Godwin, not Mike Evans, has truly been that Saints killer. Now, if you look at it, Thursday's going to be here before you know it. And I don't know. I think the Broncos are good. I don't think the Broncos are good.
They're down 20-0 right now to the Chargers.
To the Chargers. The Chargers.
In Denver.
And Harbaugh, I like the way they play. And, we're going to have to play the Chargers in Los Angeles. We're not winning that game. That would be an upset. But Denver, we could beat Denver. But I don't know. Is it bad versus bad? Sean Payton's coming to town, and all of a sudden a big hoopla and all that. But I don't think the Broncos are very good. And the Saints are not very good right now. So what does that mean? So I don't know. It's not no measuring stick about when you're trying to compete amongst the best. But, again, you got to stop the bleeding. I don't know how we're going to stop the bleeding. Because, like Coach Allen said, we need to stop or we need to practice more tackling drills. Well, the game's on Thursday. Before the Broncos game, we're not practicing no damn tackling drills.
No, you need recoup time.
And we're just trying to say, who's freaking healthy to even play? Who's ready to play and be available come Thursday? I think after that we play the Chargers. Is that, look that up, Steve. I think after the Broncos game, I think we go to L.A. and we play the Chargers.
Correct.
Now, we better win. So if we don't beat the Broncos, what would that be, five straight losses? And then the Chargers might be six straight losses? No, we got to somehow stop the bleeding. We got to beat Denver come Thursday night. I think it's going to be an emotional game. Drew Brees be in town. Sean Payton's coming back and all that. But you know what was a positive? Another positive? I try to look for some positives. And I can't even remember. What was the one positive I'll say? Oh, the tight ends. Utilizing the tight ends.
I don't know where the positive is.
No, utilizing the tight ends finally. You know what else? I think we have the right damn punter. The Hayball. I think Hayball is the right punter for the Saints. How he's consistently punting the ball inside the 10-yard line. He's getting the right hang time. And you look at the net. I always look at the net and what we're averaging. For instance, this is pretty damn good. This is amongst the best in the world. 42.5 yards net. But then when I look at versus, because we had that big punt return for a touchdown, the Buccaneers averaged 25.5. So you could find some, we okay here, but it's few and far between. You know, it's like, oh, we have 10 to 15% working in our favor, and 85% is against us right now. Bad. Bad, bad, bad. It's a 2-for-1. It's the Buccaneers. How can you not get up for the Buccaneers in the Superdome? So that just goes to show you're dealing with a hurricane and all that. Sometimes adversity, you know, that sometimes you, if you're a pro, it helps you focus on the task at hand, and that's what Tampa Bay did. And you know what? I was totally discouraged at the beginning. When it's 17-0,
right?
I said, man, we got to help out our young quarterback. We can't be down 17-0. And I said, if our defense doesn't play well, we're not going to win. Oh, we bounce back. Then Tampa Bay, they make adjustments at halftime, and then we got exploited. And then it was an embarrassing loss. One of the most embarrassing losses I've seen in a while, and especially the most embarrassing loss under Dennis Allen.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app